Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going to have a drink. How about you? Let's have a drink. Because if any man thirst, let him come and drink. And out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And this spake he of the Holy Ghost that we've all received.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father, for your word. You know, we sang my message. It's glory. Glory in the highest. Glory in the highest to you, O Lord. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. The glory of Christmas is the glory of Christ. The glory of Christmas is the story of his love. You know, I was telling Paul, most times you ask people, what is the glory? Oh, it's that mystical thing. It's that thing you just feel every once in a while. Well, from this day forth, I want you to know what the glory is. Expect it, receive it, because the glory is Christ.
Amen.
You don't have to wonder what the glory is anymore.
Amen.
The glory is Christ. And we're going to look at that today. We're going to start for the next 2 weeks. We're going to look at this glory because it's very important. The glory is important. How do I know that? Because Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of what?
Glory.
So what is the goal? Glory. What does it mean we've come short? We've missed the mark of glory. That's what God wants for us is glory. We missed the mark. Amen? So it's the glory. And we remember last week we talked about the mysteries. And I want to go back over just one scripture that we talked about last week on the mystery. Colossians chapter 1, if you want to turn there. I want to turn this down a little bit. I need air, but I don't need that much. Colossians 1. Woo, thank you, Lord. I feel the glory. Says here in Colossians 1:25, it says, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God given to me to you to fulfill the word of God. Even the mystery. Say mystery. Which has been hid from ages and from generation to generation. But now, say now. Is made manifest to his saints. Say, that's me.
That's me.
He's revealed the mystery, right? To me. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory. What is the what? The riches of the glory. Which is what? Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory, is the mystery that's been hid from the foundation of the world. The riches of this glory, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And we see, we recognize that glory. Glory is to recognize a person for who he is. The recognition belonging to a person to honor and glorify and praise him. That's what we did this morning. Honor and glory. Glory to God on the highest. See, that's the glory that we give to him. Now, we're going to see that. You know, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it says, we are looking into Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. And it says, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the Father of glory. And you are seated with him right now where? In glory. Say, in glory. Said, remember he said to the guys on the road to Emmaus, he said, ought not Christ have suffered all these things and entered into his glory? Entered into his what?
Glory.
Glory. And where are you seated? In glory?
In him.
You're not short of the glory anymore.
Amen.
You are seated together with the glory right now in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Woo! See, when we're born, man is not born with what God intended him to be. He lacks God's image and character and his glory. That's why we need to be born again. That's why we got saved, that song. You didn't sing it today. You've been, no. That word glory means to embrace the excellency of the perfection of his divine nature, 2 Peter 1:4, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these promises we might be partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. And besides this, given all diligence, add to your faith all those other good virtues. But if you lack those things, you're blind and cannot see afar off and has forgotten that you were purged from your old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence. Be quick to make your calling and your election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fail, never fall. You know what that word fall there is? That word's the same word as come short. Come short. Same word. If any man fail of the grace of God, that word fail of the grace of God means to come short. You come short of the grace of God. But you hadn't come short of the grace of God. Amen? Amen. All right. Okay. You know, that's what Romans 3:23 is so powerful. For all have sinned. When we work that word sinned, you know, forget your little sins. That word really means to come short, to miss the mark. To miss the mark is what that word means. We've all missed the mark and come short of the glory of God. Because glory is what he had in mind for us when he created us. Matter of fact, Isaiah 43 says, about verse 7, I think it is, I have created you for my glory. Why were you created? For his glory. I've created you for my glory. Somebody check that out. I'm just thinking that might have said that there in Isaiah 43, 7 or 8. Does it? All right, good. We've been created for his glory. Romans 6, 4 says, Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Now catch this. Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, we should walk in the newness of life by the glory of the Father. What are you walking in the newness of life by? The glory of the Father. He's raised us up with him. We're raised with him and we're seated with him in heavenly places in Christ. In the glory. You're in the glory. It's not something you're going to get. It's something you got. God's glory was manifested through the Lord Jesus Christ. John 1:14, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the as the only begotten of the Father, say only, begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, the only begotten. Now, according to Hebrews, he's the first begotten of a whole new bunch of glorified sons. Bringing many sons, it says there in Hebrews, into glory. That's about verse 10, I think. Bringing many sons into glory. Say, into glory. Amen. Say, that's me. I'm in the glory. Amen. I'm not going to be in a few more weary days. Say, I'm in the glory. Amen. Now. Now are you the sons and daughters of God. You're not going to be. You already are. First begotten. All right. Woo. I could read that. Yeah, I want to read that. Let's go there. Hebrews chapter 2. Let's just read this. It's warm up here. Just thought I'd let you know. Somebody wanted to make sure these heaters are down. We got good heaters. I thank God for the heaters. They are good. And they're working. Verse 1, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we've heard, lest at any time we should let them, what? Slip. For the word, if the word spoken by angels was steadfast and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense reward, how shall we escape if we do what? Just neglect it. So great is salvation, which as the first began to spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those that heard him. God also bearing them witness with signs and wonders. You know Isaiah chapter 8, and it says, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and wonders in this world, in Israel. Why are we here? For signs and wonders. God also bearing them witness with signs and wonders and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his will. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come wherever we speak, but one in a certain place testifying, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that you visit him? Psalms chapter 8. You made him a little lower than angels, and you crowned him with glory and honor. Now catch that. You have set him over all the works of your hands. Not only does Psalms 8 talk about Christ, it talks about man in general, man. And it says, you have put all things in subjection under his feet, for he hath put all in subjection under him, and left nothing, say nothing, that's not under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him, but we do see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. Crowned with glory and honor. That he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him, and whom are all things, and whom are all things, in bringing many sons into glory. Catch it? Who's that? Say, that's me. And the word unto is into. Bringing many into his glory. You are already seated in glory. You're already living in the glory. You ain't come short of nothing. Amen. Say, I ain't come short of nothing.
I haven't come short of anything.
Not anything. To make the captain of our salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifieth and they that are sanctified are all one. Say, we're one. He's not ashamed to call them brethren. Woo, now look. Saying, I will declare your name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me, that's Isaiah, are for signs and wonders in the earth. Say, we're here for signs and wonders. And the Lord went with them, confirming their word with signs following. Say, signs are following me everywhere I go. Man, I got to have a drink for that. Signs are following me everywhere we go. Why? Romans 8 says that he created us to be conformed to the image of his dear son. 2 Corinthians 4:6, for God, who commanded light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our heart. Which heart? The old one or the new one? Say the new heart. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. Where? In the face of Jesus Christ. To give the light of the knowledge. What did he say in Habakkuk? The glory of God shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. The knowledge of the glory of God shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. One of these days, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. What does every mean? Every. Oh, Lord. You know Isaiah 40, and it says this, that all flesh will see the glory of the Lord. All flesh will see the glory of the Lord. Oh, when flesh sees it, it's going to be the heyday. The knowledge in the face of Jesus. The mystery, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Romans 9, 23 and 24. And that he might make known unto us the riches of the glory on vessels of mercy. That's me. Which he hath before prepared. Into glory. Not just unto, but into glory. He prepared us into his glory. You may not feel too glorious, but you are glorious. For you have been redeemed, spirit, soul, and body. And you have been made incorruptible in him. Even us who hath called not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles into and for his glory. Ephesians 1, 17 and 18, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, who is he? He's the Father of glory. Is he your Father? He's the Father of glory. Is he Christ's Father? Yes, he's the Father of glory. He is your Father, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in you. He has an inheritance in you. He has the riches of his inheritance in you. You are his glory. Woo! We could stop right here if y'all would just believe what I'm saying, but you're all staring at me like, oh, happy day, I wish that were true. I want to tell you it is true. I'm not talking about something that's going to be someday. I'm talking about Christ in you now, the hope of glory. Not going to be, it is now. Salvation is now. The fullness of the Godhead is dwelling in you now, not someday. If we just wake up and realize who you are. I got goosebumps just thinking about all this. I'm still getting goosebumps. Whew. Hebrews 1:3. Who being in the brightness of his glory and the expressed image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Being in the brightness of his glory. That's who Christ is. The brightness of the Father's glory. It's expressed image of his person. Hebrews 1:6. Again, when he bringeth in the first begotten. Remember a while ago, he was the only begotten. Now he's the first begotten. He was the last Adam, and he became the second man. He saith, let all the angels worship him. Hebrews 2:9, but we see Jesus made a little lower, remember, than the angels, crowned with suffering of death and crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him from whom are all things and by whom things, bringing many sons into glory. Into glory. Romans 8:18, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present world, does anybody know a few sufferings? I reckon that the sufferings of this present world are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. What does real revealed mean? Made manifest. The sufferings are going to be nothing in light of the glory. For our light afflictions, say light afflictions, which are for a moment, worketh for us an exceeding far more an eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things that's seen, but the things that's not seen. For the things that's seen are temporal. This is temporal. But the things that are not seen are eternal. Amen. The eternal is more real than the temporal. The temporal is temporal and the eternal is eternal. We don't look at what's seen, but things that's not seen. Titus 2:13, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. A glorious appearing. Colossians says what? When he shall appear, we shall appear with him in glory. You're coming back in glory with him. You're coming back in that glorious appearing with him to get the rest of you. If you hang around long enough. That's awesome. A glorious appearing. It's not just going to be appearing. It's going to be such a glorious appearing that all flesh will see the glory of God. How much is all flesh? You know, we're in a position here with all the satellites and everything going on. When something happens, the whole world is going to see what's going on at once. There ain't going to be no doubt about it. Because it's all there. Looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior Jesus. The Greek is expected. Expecting the blessed hope and the appearance of the glory. Appearance of the glory. Of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The first thing they're going to see is glory. Amen. At Christ's coming, he will be truly recognized for all that he is, the glory of the Son of God. Wow. Now, let's don't get too way off in the future someday, that when he comes, because Jesus said, John 7:37, in that last day, say last day, what does last day mean? It means last day. It was his last day here, that great day of the feast. Jesus stood up and cried and said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And if any man, he says, let him come to me and drink. And this spake he of the Holy Ghost, that they that believe on him should receive. But the Holy Ghost was not given, for Christ was not yet glorified. Say glorified. Should not Christ enter into his glory? Wow. John 17, huh? He said to the Father in John 17, 1, I have glorified you on earth. I have finished the work you've given me to do. What did he do? He said, I've glorified you by finishing the work you gave me to do. Wow. He hadn't gone to the garden. He hadn't gone to the whipping post, and he hadn't gone to the cross. I've glorified you. I have finished the work you gave me to do. For all the words that you have given to me, I have given to them. And he says, that they may be one. The glory, Father, that you gave me, I have given them so they can be one. Why are we one? Because we have the glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. They may be one even as we are one. Verse 22, 24, that they may be with me and to behold my glory, which thou gavest me. And he says, you gave it to me before the foundation of the world. Do you know what? According to Ephesians chapter 1, he gave you all that before the foundation of the world. Because you was in him before the foundation of the world, that you should be holy and without blame before him in love. How does the natural mind handle all that, Justin? Not very good, does it? Not very good. Glorify means glory is made manifest. The glory, glorify means the glory has manifested on earth. The glory has manifested and has been brought to light. It has been brought to light. The light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit coming. You know, really, when we talk about Jesus' second coming, when the Holy Spirit came, that was his second coming. Because he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And the Spirit of truth will come, and he will glorify me. For he will take the things of mine and show it unto you. For all things that the Father hath are mine, therefore I said that he will take the things of mine and show it unto you. He will glorify me. Why are we here? To glorify the Father, to glorify the Son, glorify the Holy Spirit. That's pretty good work right there. Well, Moses said, show me your glory, Exodus 33:13-23. And he says, you can't see my face, for no man can see my face and live. You know why? Because of the glory. Flesh and blood wasn't able to handle that glory. But he says, I'll cause my goodness to pass before you. So his goodness is part of his glory. But what did we read a while ago? 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. When you see Jesus' face, you see the face of the Father's glory. You know, there is a veil over those in the old covenant, but that veil is taken away in Christ. And we all beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord are being conformed to the same image, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Wow. As we get in this word, that glory is being made manifest to us by the Spirit of God. And it's the Holy Spirit that is conforming us to the very image of his Son. Glory upon glory. Here a little, there a little. Yes. The glory, I hope the glory begins to mean a lot more to you. Because that's what we were called into. The face of Jesus is the glory of the face of God our Father. And that's what I had, 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all with unveiled faces, that's what that word open means, beholding as in a glass or a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being exchanged into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. You know, 2 Corinthians 3, it says that the children of Israel could not look into the face of Moses because of the glory. But that veil over his face, which veil is done away in Christ. Whew. 2 Corinthians 4:17, which I already quoted, but it says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding, say, eternal weight of glory. How long is this weight of glory? It's eternal. It's eternal. While we look not at the things that are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You know, in 1 Corinthians 15, I wrote it down somewhere. Okay. 1 Corinthians 15. You know, there's... Where do I want to start? Verse 34. Awake to righteousness. Do you know what the glory is? It's righteousness. You really want to know what the glory is? It's righteousness. It's the righteousness of the Father. Glory is His righteousness that He gave you. Awake to that righteousness and sin not. What does that mean? Awake to your standing of righteousness and don't fall short of it. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. But some men will say, how are the dead raised and with what body do they come? What body? Flesh and blood. You fool, that which you sow is not quickened except it die. And that which you sow not the body that shall be, but bare grain, by chance wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as it pleased Him. And to every seed its own body. He's saying this body that you sow is not going to be the body that's resurrected. This body, flesh and blood, will not inherit the kingdom of God. It's only a seed that's going to be sowed, and it's going to be raised another body. To the same degree, when you were buried with Him in baptism, when you were raised another body. Amen. To walk in the newness of God, the newness of life with Christ, the Father of glory. All flesh is not the same flesh. There's one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another fish, another birds. There are celestial bodies and there are terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars, for the star difference from one another. So also is the resurrection from the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in what? Glory. Incorruptible is subject to death. Corruptible is subject to. Incorruptible means everlasting. You know what incorruption means in the Greek? Unending existence. Incorruptible seed is an unending existence. Wow. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It's raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It's raised a spiritual body. There's a natural body. There's a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first Adam was made a living soul, the last Adam a quickening spirit. Whew! Howbeit that was not first with the spiritual, but that which was natural, after that which was spiritual. The first man is of the earth earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As the earthly, so is the So as the earthly, so are they that also are earthy. And as the heavenly, so are they which are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall bear the image of the heavenly. I want to tell you something. This ain't it. This is not it. It's another. All right. Now this I say, brethren, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Whew. Neither can corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we all shall be exchanged. Is that word changed? In a moment, the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, unending existence. And we shall be exchanged. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal have put on immortality, then shall be brought past the saying which is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your strength? O grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, Jesus said, all this has to do with the resurrection. Now, Jesus said, I am the resurrection. Are you waiting to be resurrected, or are you already resurrected? Are you waiting for death to be destroyed, or has death already been destroyed? Jesus said, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and hell. Amen. I'm telling you, it's not future, it's now. Amen. You have already been raised to be seated with him in heaven. All of this is already done for you. It's not fully manifest yet. The only thing we're waiting around for is this thing to be exchanged in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. But it already has a body, according to his seed, waiting to be made manifest. Have a drink. Wow. What does it is finished mean? Although his works were finished from the foundation of the world. Saints. Golly. We already have a body according to his seed. It's already ours. It's just waiting to be manifest. Wow. I'm going to read this again. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Well, we're not looking at the things that's seen, but the things that are not seen. Things which are seen are temporal, but the things not seen are eternal. In the book of Haggai, it says, I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations, Christ, shall come. And I will fill this house with glory. And the glory of the latter house will be greater than the former, saith the Lord. And in this place I will give peace. Not only is Jesus the Prince of Peace, but according to Psalms 44, who is the King of Glory? The Lord. He is the King of Glory. He's the King of Glory, and he's the King of Peace. Ooh. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. The glory of the latter house will be greater than the former. And in this place, did you know what? God thinks you are greater than the former house. Your glory, the glory of this house is greater than the glory of the other house. Can your natural mind get a handle of that, John? I don't think so. Pure gold everywhere in the former house. Silver everywhere. But the glory of this latter house is greater. And that's where I choose to live. Oh, So arise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness of people, but the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. It's not going to be talked about, it's going to be seen. And the kings and the princes are going to come because of the rising of that glory that's on you. So rise and shine, for your light has come. It's not going to come, it already has come. The glory of the Lord is upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Isaiah 62, 1 through 3. And the Gentiles shall see your righteousness, and all the kings your glory, and you will be called by a new name. Say, I have a new name. We call that exchange. You're going to be called by name. With the mouth of the Lord shall name. You will also be a crown of glory in the hands of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hands of our God. That's who you are. That's not who you're going to be. That's who you are. Oh, they rejoiced when they said, exceeding great. Exceeding. It was the glory.
It was the glory.
Ooh, the glory.
And they took them 2 years.
Yes.
And they still
went
and they saw that glory.
Oh, yeah. Well, when they saw the Lord, they rejoiced.
Yes.
They rejoiced to see my day.
Amen.
Mm. I really ought to stop because I got more to do next week. Crown of glory. Let me give you another one. Zechariah 6, 12, 13. Behold, the man whose name is the branch. I wonder who that is, the branch. Who can tell me who the man, the branch is? All kings, it says here. Listen. Behold, the man whose name is the branch, and he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple. Say, that's me. I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And he shall bear the glory and shall sit and rule upon his throne. He shall bear the glory. Okay. 1 Peter 5:10 says, but the God of all grace, how much grace? All grace. Who hath called us into his eternal glory. What are you called into? His eternal glory. The riches of this glory. We have not yet, eye has not seen, ear heard, neither has entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared for us in his glory. But he's revealing them to us by his Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord. I can't take any more. Somebody's going to have to hold my mule while I shout. Father, thank you for all you've given us. And Lord, I just pray again that our eyes will be open to behold your glory. And Lord, we thank you for your Son. Thank you, Lord, Father, for you and for your Son and the Holy Spirit, all the things you've freely given us. And we just thank you, Lord, for that unspeakable gift that you've given us for this time of year. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Well, stand. Woo. Man. Well, the Lord has blessed you. The Lord is keeping you, and he's making his face to shine upon you and has been gracious to you. And he's lifted up your countenance upon you and has given you peace that passes all understanding. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.